Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Awaken Us. First, I would like to give thanks to the Creator that leads, guides, and directs us in all things. My journey has turned into an eye-opening awakening, and I am here to share that awakening with you. This podcast will explore who are we? What is the difference between a person and a son? What is our purpose? Why do we hold certain beliefs? Why do we tend to see ourselves and others in a certain way? Why do we act the way we do towards ourselves and others? And what does any of this have to do with the events we experience in our world daily? I would like to also thank every one of you for your support that you're giving me. My Meetup friends, my LinkedIn connections, my Twitter friends, Facebook friends, Goodreads friends, and many more. Thank you for your emails, your text messages, and your kind words. During this podcast, I will read from my book, He Lives the Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. Every 3 months, I give away three of my books through my website, www.awaken-us.org. You can click the link to enter and win. The giveaway starts this month, and the winners will be announced once a month. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book. It will be a gift that will keep on giving. And as always, I invite you to visit my website for all information on upcoming events, studies, videos, bookings, and news. The Awaken Us platform will air researchers that address our collective human experiences, both good and evil. The natural law versus man's law. Did we break the first commandment of God when we took on a false identity from birth? Do we really own anything on this earth? Do we have free will? And words, how many meanings can a word have? And what words have we learned that keeps us in bondage, slavery? Stay tuned in for all of our studies, then study to show yourself approved. Tonight on Awaken Us, I will read from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, second edition, with added preference and edited back cover. This month, I will be airing a pre-recorded presentation called The Confusion Programs by Servant King, presented by Marcus. Website, www.servantking.info. This presentation will reveal things you are not supposed to know, give you knowledge that is not government approved, expose things that are deliberately concealed, unmask the illusion and fraud of the deceivers, teach you how the oldest trick in the book is done, prove how you have been swindled, and who the thief is will shock you. You will be amazed by the everyday realities you practice and unbelievable discoveries hiding in plain sight. Your long-held beliefs will be shattered and replaced with confirmed knowledge. And of course, you will obtain your reward if you can renew your mind. We have all abandoned our real birthright for an abstract birth certificate. Confusion of the mind, being, voice, faith, law, things, money, and God. Again, I would like to bring some understanding about the nature of the problems so that we can go to work on solving them. We recognize many of the problems humanity face, but we do not understand the nature cause of our problems. There are root core causal factors why we are experiencing suffering in the world. We need some basic information about the nature of the problems to begin talking about the solution to these problems. These root core causal factors is about creating a positive change in your world. It's about the great work. It's about what we care about. Care is the generative principle of the heart, knowing the true difference between right and wrong behavior. Knowing these causal factors is not just about changing yourself, but about taking action in the process of changing others. It's about being involved in the awakening process of others. You are not here just for your happiness. We are the voice of truth. Courage is a must. Seek truth and speak truth. Last but not least, waking up does not equate to perfection. The great work requires time and persistence. Never give up. Truth, love, and freedom is worth fighting for. I will continue to speak on the root cause of factors of our suffering for weeks to come in order to uplift, inspire, and inform the human consciousness of us all. You can listen to all of my podcasts from my main website, awaken-us.org. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Hold on, I'll be right back. Dismissing myths and strongholds, one mind at a time.
For immediate release, learning our part in the Creator's plan. He Lives, a Living Testimony, has been published by Outskirts Press. Outskirts Press announces the latest version of the highly anticipated, motivational, and inspirational self-help book from Decatur, Georgia, published by writer Sharon Pelham. Mrs. Pelham's most recent book to date was revised in March 2019 with added preface and edited back cover. This revised 5x8 paperback book is available worldwide on book retailer websites such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The webpage at www.awakeus.org was updated simultaneously with the book's publication relaunching.
Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. These testimonies are of my walk and awakening on this earth with the Creator and His creation. Opening up my eyes and heart to the Creator has given me insight about His Spirit and who the first Son was. You must want this walk for yourself. You must ask, seek, and knock. The Creator is waiting with open arms. You must do the homework by dividing the Word of God. You will not remain the same. No man can give you the understanding that comes through the Spirit of God. The natural laws of God were given to you at birth. These rights are not created by humans, but are your birthright, endowed to you by the Creator of the universe. They are your inheritance. We were many from one, but have become one from many, a democracy. The only way out of this deception is through word of mouth, one to another. No man can serve two masters, for he will hate one and love the other. The great work is to end slavery. This should be a shared responsibility to help in awakening others. Speaking the truth unapologetically, even when we feel burdened or uncomfortable. So ask, seek, and knock. Study to show yourself approved and do not leave your salvation up to any man. The Creator does work through men, but the relationship is a vertical one, you and the Creator. Come as a son, male or female. Greater is he that is in you than the deception that is in the world. Edited back cover. What's on your mind? Let's take it to the word. Call me. Dial 516-531-9476. All callers are screened prior to airing. What is a servant king? A servant king is the birthright of every man from the moment of his first breath until his natural death. Birthright is a term not much used in our vocabulary today. Most people would equate it with some royal lineage or maybe their right to citizenship. It is our birthright that holds our inheritance, which in turn holds all of our power, property, rights, and duties, and is our single most valuable possession. Unfortunately and unwittingly, we have all been deceived into abandoning our birthright in order to assume a graven identity. This presentation does not contain Marcus' opinions or what he believes to be true, only that is really happening in our everyday lives. During Marcus' quest, he made many discoveries that are not only unbelievable, but apparently are real, true, and happening. He learned that belief is only the lack of knowledge, a poor and foolish substitute for the truth. Belief stands opposed to knowledge. The concepts explained in the presentations affect everyone, the people of every nation on earth. Some of these concepts are easy to see once they are exposed, but some are very difficult to grasp. There is a subtlety to them. Right now, these concepts are foreign and alien to your way of thinking. These concepts will require you to think like you have never thought before. Hi, my name is Marcus, and I have a story to tell you. It is a long story, and after you hear it, you will not understand it. Not due to your lack of intelligence, but because of your training. You see, the law requires that everyone receives a government-approved education. This means that we all know the same things. Ask anyone a question and you will get the same answer. But what are the things that were not approved? And why were they not approved? Have you ever stopped to think? I mean, really stopped to think without any influence? We willingly participate and get involved in so many things with no understanding of what we are doing. We do them because we are born into them or because everyone else is doing them. The law governs what we do and do not do. It governs everything. We are told no one is above the law and we must all obey the law. But what really is law and where did it come from? Is there a law that says we have to obey the law? We are all born equal under the law, so where is it? We are all told that we have free will. If that is true, maybe I will obey the law and maybe I will not. But I see people getting punished for breaking the law. So the law must be higher than free will. Maybe we should be told that we have the law instead of free will. The presentation is the result of an overconfident, arrogant force that reached too far while I was sleeping. Not only did it wake me up, but I saw them. What seemed at the time to be a terrible wrong turned out to be for me a blessing in disguise. A few years ago, I stopped to think. My thinking made me realize how little I know. My thinking made me see things I never seen before. I think you should hear what I have to say, because what I learned and discovered is truly from an original source. This perceived wrong led me on a quest, because the things I believe could not possibly be true. This quest ultimately destroyed almost everything I believed and replaced my beliefs with secure, confirmed knowledge based on facts, evidence, and proof. The reward. What you lost is restored by default. And finally, I will explain why they do this. Get ready to be rewarded.
He Lived, the Living Testimony, is 50 pages in length and is being aggressively promoted to appropriate markets with a focus in the motivational and inspirational self-help category. With U.S. wholesale distribution through Ingram and Baker & Taylor, and pervasive online availability through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and elsewhere, He Lives the Living Testimony meets consumer demand through both retail and library markets with a suggested retail price of $12.95. Additionally, He Lives the Living Testimony can be ordered by retailers or wholesalers for the maximum trade discount price set by the author in quantities of 10 or more from the Outskirts Press Direct Bookstore at www.outskirtspress.com/bookstore. For more information or to contact the author, visit www.awakeus.org.
Hi, my name is Marcus, and welcome to Servant King. The purpose of this short introduction video is to give you a gist of what the website is about. I've made a great discovery. It's something a lot of people are looking for but can't quite figure out. Now, this discovery I made was not a good discovery. In fact, it was a bad discovery. But it led to something really great. And this discovery is the greatest hoax that has ever been played on man. I call it the perfect swindle. Yes, we've all been swindled through an elaborate scheme. Now, this is not a hoax like a joke. This is a cruel hoax and deadly serious. The effects of this hoax cause almost all the pain and suffering in the world, and it is worldwide. A hoax is a trick, and its intention is to deceive you, to gain an advantage over you. And a swindle deprives you of something through deceit and is accomplished through a fraudulent scheme. What makes this hoax and swindle extremely evil is you don't even know you've been tricked or deceived. So what is this hoax? How have I been deceived? Well, here's the answer. You have been tricked into voluntarily giving up something while believing you still have it. In the end, you will learn it's really just an illusion, but does it ever work well? It works 100%. It is complete. In other words, you've been cheated out of something. Don't even know you've lost it. Now, you must admit that's a good trick. When you believe you still have it, when in fact you've lost it. To add insult to injury, it turns out you gave it up voluntarily. Now get ready for the real shocker. The thing that you gave up voluntarily, you had to steal it first. The most perfect swindle. Only the most diabolical mind could think this up and get you to do it without you even knowing. And in a moment, I will tell you what you did. First, I will tell you who I am and the reason for this introduction video. I'm just a normal, regular type of guy, born in a ready-made society, raised in our family's religion, sent to school to be educated, average right across the board, worked hard, played by the rules, as you would say. Then something happened that felt like it stripped me of all my dignity. This thing that happened was wrong, and no matter how I tried to conform my mind to the fact that it could be right, nah, it was still wrong. Nobody could help me, not a court, not a lawyer, not my member of parliament, not the prime minister, the queen, the pope, not even my mom. I just had to know how something that is wrong could be right. So I started looking. I went on a quest. As I was looking, strange events occurred. Things that would make you say, what's going on here? What's this really about? What's the big secret? Something is going on that I'm not supposed to know about. So on my quest, I discovered things that were unbelievable. But then I confirmed that these unbelievable things were actually happening. So I decided I need to expose these things in a series of presentations for reasons which you will learn as we go on. Now, I've never done a presentation before, and how do you present things that are unbelievable? Nobody will believe it. Why? Because it's unbelievable. So I read an article on the internet about presentations. It said the two key elements of a presentation are to inform and persuade. This article said that the credibility of the speaker is more important than the information to make people believe. The problem I have with that is, how do you know the information is true? The answer is the credibility of the speaker. So if I told you I have a doctorate degree in linguistic studies, both in English and in Greek, I also have a master's degree in public law, family law, and gravitational law, and have published 4 peer-reviewed articles in the Journal of Universal Knowledge. You would probably believe what I tell you. We are trained this way. In fact, if I tell you something, you would believe it because of my credibility. Then you will go tell your friend, did you know such and such as that? You will take what you believe and you will make it what you know. But belief is the absence of knowledge. You do not need to believe what you know to be true. So if I persuade you to believe what I'm going to tell you, that would only change your belief. You still would not know anything. So I will be giving you the evidence, the facts, and the proof. No persuasion. Then you will not say, I do not believe that. You will say, I did not know that. This article on presentations also said you should have some sort of grabber. Tell them something that is shocking or that will grab their attention. Well, I think I have a few grabbers. They may grab your attention. Did you know that no one in Canada or the U.S. or in any country owns any property? You do not own your house, your car, your TV, your pizza, socks, or underwear. You don't own your children. Somebody does, but it's not you. Hell, you don't even own your own name. How's that grab you? And I will be giving you the facts, the evidence, and the proof. Everyone in Canada is above the law. I know it is hard to believe, but absolutely true. Money is not a store of wealth. It is a store of someone's debt. You have never paid for anything in your entire life. I know it's hard to believe, but when you understand what money is, you've never paid for anything in your entire life. Everyone in Canada and the U.S. is licensed to give legal advice. In fact, your right to give legal advice is protected. It is needed. It is required. or you couldn't have a legal system. When you receive something, you are getting it for the second time. Funny, huh? When a police officer stops you for speeding, it's because you told him to. No court in Canada or the U.S. can or will take judicial notice of the law that says thou shalt not steal. Not a single court anywhere. Your legal system cannot work with that law. It's impossible. Every man being held in jail is there because of what they believe, their conviction. Overturn your conviction with the proper authority and you can get out. Your birth certificate does not certify the birth of a living individual. What? No. You think that's your birth? Certifies your birth? No, no. A license is permission to do something illegal. Yeah. It is the intent to commit a crime. Now we just need the act. So if you have any licenses, that's the prima facie evidence, the proof of your intention to commit a crime. I want to commit a crime. I want to break the law. Any job requires you to transact public business dishonestly for private gain. How's that grab you? Words are a secret code unless they are defined. And no one that is deceived has ever known it. For if you did, you wouldn't be deceived anymore. You see, deception is not the lack of knowledge. Not knowing something and then learning it does not mean deceived. You just did not know it till now. Deception is when you are misled deliberately from the truth to something that is false, tricked on purpose, and you don't even know you've been tricked. That is deception. Deception is a fraud, and fraud is a crime. The swindle can only work if you are an unwitting accomplice, a party to it. And when you realize you've been deceived, the lying deceiver, the real fraudster, the master of confusion, looks at you and says, "This is what I thought you believed." And you are entitled to believe whatever you want. Free will, gotta love it. I've come to know that people do not even know why they believe what they believe. People do not even know they have given up something. So why go looking for an answer to a problem when you don't even know there is a problem? You are not confused. So maybe you don't want to know. Live in ignorant bliss. I need to tell you that being deceived has nothing to do with being stupid. You can only discover deceit by learning the truth. What you believe will not do it. When you learn how and why you were deceived and the choices you made and then continue in them, then you can no longer claim you were deceived or scream fraud. Then if things do not go well for you, then you can say, "Boy, was I stupid." You and I both have a very good sound brain. It's just that it's been messed up a bit, deliberately and for a purpose. There are many people who feel there is something wrong in the world, concerning all sorts of things. You will learn that every one of these problems is the result of owning no property. Every last single time. But to understand why you own no property is the reason this is going to be a long story. And the story gets even longer to understand the solution. There are patriot groups, common law groups, tax protesters, freemen societies, Occupy Wall Street movements, Aboriginal groups, religious groups, all say things are wrong in this world. Then there are those that think everything's fine, or even if they think it's not, what can I do about it? But at least these groups are looking for answers. They know something is wrong. This is a commendable start, but they need to change direction. They're going the wrong way. There are many groups and individuals out there that have found and exposed things that just make no sense to them, but they're written off by the majority as abnormal, peculiar, radical extremist with nuts. Much of what they've discovered is in fact true, but they are trying to make the corruptible incorruptible. And that'll never happen. Knowing the problem is not enough. You need to know how it happened and why it happened to find the solution. Everyone looks for someone to blame for their misfortune. If you own no property, you have a misfortune. But the choices you made were not forced on you. They were only, although you were only enticed and suborned, although through fraud. In other words, the stage was set for you, prepared for you. Now just choose it.
Let's continue with Marcus.
The reason you were enticed to participate in the swindle is because the illusion, the trick, the swindle cannot work without you. It cannot work otherwise. It would have no value. It requires you. So, what did we do? Well, in a nutshell, you lost what was yours because you took what was not yours. What did we take that was not ours? Everything. What did we lose that was ours? Everything. What did we take that was not ours? Power. What did we lose that was not ours? Power. What did we take that was not ours? A trust. What did we lose that was not ours? A trust. It doesn't matter what you put in there. It works the same. A swindle is always the opposite of the truth. So it doesn't matter what you put into that equation. It works out the same. It is always something backwards, the opposite of the truth. This is how a swindle works. How can this be if it was given us? We were to accept it, not to steal it and make it our own. We are totally unaware that we bear and suffer daily the penalty of a breach of trust. Today, all that you have or hold is borrowed from a misplaced trust. You are borrowing and using what is not yours. You own nothing. And the borrower is always servant to the lender. Because of this choice you made, you are barred for life and must plead at the bar for all you desire. This is called beggary. Well, you can call it pleading, praying, whatever. It's beggary. You have to beg when you own nothing. I see people in courts every day pleading and begging for things. I see people in banks every day begging for money. I see people in the streets carrying signs every day begging for something to change. I see people every day lined up trying to get a license to do something illegal. Yes, you are all beggars and you've turned your children into beggars too. People who own property do not beg. They work and they mind their own business. There is a way to regain what you've lost. But there's only one way, and it is not a matter of law. And there's only one solution. There are not two, three, five solutions, but you must accept the solution to receive it. The answer should be self-evident, but it's not. This is the genius of the swindle. And only by understanding how this all works will you understand the solution. There's a subtlety to this, very hard to grasp. But I must warn you that much has been done to keep you from finding it. And second, much has been done to be sure that if you do find it or are shown it, you will not accept it. You will reject it. Now, that is someone's extraordinary good control of your mind. My only guarantee to you is that after you go through these programs, you will never be the same again. You better be sure you want to be changed. For those who are content in their way of life, I'm sorry to have bothered you. Goodbye. Please go back to whatever you were doing. For those who need to know, take your time and listen carefully to the programs. They are confusing. It is important to watch the presentations in the order they are presented. I hope these videos will become for you a blessing in disguise.
This first confusion program is called Confusion of Mind. The reason this website is called Servant King is because it is the highest status any man can have. It is the most high you can be. When you were born, you were a servant king. But you were subjected to something that made you abandon it. You made a choice in which you voluntarily abandoned your birthright and automatically descended. You chose to become a descendant of something, but did not know you were making that choice. The good news is, you do not need to reascend. You only need to stop believing what you have been subjected to. The ascension is automatic or by default. Now, my programs are not a bunch of discoveries that add to confusion and leave you hanging as what you should do. No, I will be giving you the solution in the Unraveled programs. But whether you take it and act on it will be your choice. Just as you have already made a choice by taking something and acting on it, which resulted in the loss of all your property, you now will need to make a new choice. Now, I'm not going to beat around the bush here. I'm going to make some statements up front. Unbelievable statements. First, if you are a member of any country, then you own no property. It's just not possible. If you own no property, then you practice the occult. If you practice the occult, then you see things that are not there. That's called hallucinations. And if you practice the occult, you do not see things that are there. And that's called blindness. And if you are suffering from hallucinations, that is a severe mental disorder called delusions. And if you are suffering from blindness, you just need to open your eyes. So, if you are a member of any country, you are suffering from hallucinations, and that is a severe mental disorder, you are delusional. Now, that's quite a statement to make, isn't it? But being the nice man I am, I prefer to call it confusion. Now, I know you don't believe what I just told you. I wouldn't have believed this years ago either. But what you believe doesn't change a thing unless you change what you believe. And who cares what you believe? Well, let me answer that for you. The answer is those who rely on what you believe to pull off the greatest swindle ever. Those who go to great lengths to be sure you will never reclaim your birthright. We were all born with a birthright. We still have that birthright. Just got to figure out how to get it back. Birthright is something people never think about. I don't know about you, but I thought it would be nice to own something. Anything. Maybe a dog. Right now, I don't even own my dog. Neither do you. And the other thing I would like to tell you before we get to your mind is what many call the greatest news ever. You've probably heard it before, but nobody believes it. Here's the news. The truth will make you free. Everyone's heard that. But who said it, and what does it mean? In layman's terms, it would be called a get-out-of-captivity-free card. Now listen very carefully. You only get one card. There is no second card. It's a one-time offer, and the offer has already been issued. But do you know how to claim it? Now, if you find yourself in captivity today, what you need to know is that you are in a prison within a prison. Those who think they are free are also in captivity. But if you use this card, if you use it, you do have to depart and promise never to return. Just so we are clear about this, if you use the card, you can never return to who you are and where you are. If you do, you will have ensnared yourself again because of your conviction. How do I know all this? I have it on very, very good authority.
If you'd like to talk to me after the show, call in 5 minutes prior to the show ending. Dial 516-531-9000. 9476.
Could you imagine one day getting a letter from a lawyer in the mail? And the letter said that you are the beneficiary to a will. You are the heir to an inheritance. The letter goes on to say that you were disinherited and barred from your inheritance when you chose to be estranged from your dad and when you were adopted by a new family. However, I am pleased to inform you that your dad still loves you, and according to the codicil of the will, your dad will forgive you, but you must return home. In addition, the will stipulates that you are to be given exclusive control over your inheritance, provided you adhere to the complete and perfect terms of the will. This is an open standing offer, which you can claim at any time, but you can only claim it in person. P.S. I should also inform you that your dad is really wealthy. What would you do? Would you continue trying to make it on your own? Would you still try to make a name for yourself? Or would you act in the name of your real father and return and adhere to the terms of the will? So, to be sure that you claim your inheritance in person, you look up the word person in Webster's Dictionary, and it says, a person is primarily a mask used by an actor on stage. Okay. So you go out and you buy a mask. And you put it on and you return home for your inheritance. When you get home, you say, hi, Dad, I'm here for my inheritance. Your dad looks at you and says, I don't recognize you. Depart from me, you who practices iniquity. Iniquity means pretending to be who you are not. Wow, wouldn't that be a shock? The letter you got from the lawyer explained the terms of the will, and you thought you did everything correct and right. You even looked up the word person to be sure you did not make a mistake. Wouldn't that just blow your mind? You see, the word person is one of the keys to understanding the confusion, to seeing the illusion, and learning how you have been swindled out of your inheritance. And I will be confusing you more before we completely unravel it. I should tell you that a person is not a noun. It's an adverb. The other thing I would like to tell you, like the inheritance story, is this. One day, somebody shows you something and it looks beautiful. You really want it. You desire it. Now he is willing to give it to you, but you have to ask for it. You have to apply for it. You have to request it. So you ask for it, and he gives it to you. Then he tells you that you should keep it in a safe place. Very valuable. Like a safety deposit box or a treasure box. One day you decide to show your friend your treasure. And he looks at it and says, well, it sure looks nice. But it's a counterfeit, a forgery, a copy, a duplicate. You've been duped. And you say, no, I can't believe that. Look at it. It's beautiful. And he says, yes, I know it looks beautiful, but I've seen the real one, the genuine one, and I can tell you that this one is counterfeit. Wouldn't that just rot your socks off? You see, there is no way humanly possible to recognize a counterfeit or forgery of anything unless you have seen the real genuine thing. You have to see both of them in order to compare. And this is why I must show you in the presentations both the counterfeit and the genuine, or you can never know or see the swindle. Now, your mind. There is a battle going on for your mind. This is nothing new. This battle has been going on as old as mankind himself. In reality, the battle is over, because I can find no one who has not lost their mind. By the time you watch all these videos, both the confusion videos and the unraveled videos, you will say to yourself, I must have lost my mind. But to be fair and in reality, you have only lost control of your mind. So I need to briefly speak about your mind so you are aware of how you make choices. I also need to mention some of the things I experienced in my own mind as I discovered these things. What you will feel and experience as you go through these programs. I have given much thought to whether I should do these programs. I also gave much thought as to how to explain the things I've learned and discovered. As I discovered things, I repeatedly said to myself, "This is unbelievable. Who else knows this? Nobody seems to know this. But of course, somebody must." The unbelievable believable is the evidence, the facts, and the proof. Proven facts become knowledge. If I were to just give you what I've learned without laying a foundation, people would take it, run with it, maybe for the right reasons, maybe for the wrong reasons, and could end up hurting themselves. It's best to act when the confusion is gone. You see, the law is a very serious thing. In other words, if you are involved in something that is bad, you'd be best to get out of it before you criticize it. Someone may hurt you. That's just a prudent warning. You see, these things I learned came to me slowly over many years. You will need time to absorb and grasp these things. You will need time to think a little bit more, until you can clearly see them, understand them, feel them, and live them. Knowing something to be true without the why is not knowledge at all. That is just believing someone who told you it is true. Belief is not knowledge. Belief is only what you accept as true. The few people who I've spoken to about these things in just a brief way have said, "Well, just explain it to me. I'm not stupid." And I can hear a sarcasm, a discomfort in their voice, because I just told them something that they know is true, but they don't know why, and that makes them feel uncomfortable. Deception has nothing to do with being stupid. It has to do with mind control in ways that we are all subject to. As we go through these programs, you will experience an emotion of frustration and confusion. You may feel a betrayal of something that you hold dear and sacred, like losing the love of something really great. Your first reaction may be to reject what you are learning and think it is crazy. If you are human, this is normal. Your mind has been controlled in ways to make you react to things which are contrary to your beliefs. You will feel uncomfortable. You may feel angry, maybe even towards me. You may reject what I present, but ultimately you should feel deceived. Why did nobody ever tell me this? And I'll be answering that question also as we go along. And if and when you grasp these things, you will feel fear and scared to act upon what you know to be true. All I can say about fear is that the cause of any fear you have or you feel has already happened to you. Think about it. Fear of doing something in the future is always based on a past experience. And the deceivers know this too. They rely on it. It took me a few months each time I felt these things to finally overcome them. I almost stopped my quest, but I reviewed the few things I knew to be absolutely true, and each time it made me continue. When you feel these emotions, just continue at your own pace, because things that are true will not go away just because you do not believe them. Renewing your mind will be the hardest thing you will ever do. And the lying deceivers know it. Again, they rely on it at your expense. Let me say it again. You will feel fooled, deceived, some will get angry, some will think it's funny. But everyone will feel frustrated and scared to do anything about it. But when you can clearly see the effects of this, however, and why it is done, you will see the extreme evil in it. Can you change your mind? People always think they're big enough to change their mind. I don't know. The first thing I need to address is this. If the information I present to you will change your mind, you have to be willing to change your mind. Stubborn, stiff-necked people cannot be turned. But when you start to see the facts, as they say, facts are stubborn things. It is very difficult, nearly impossible, to solve a problem using your mind if the problem is in your mind. The problem is your mind. How are you going to use your mind to solve the problem in your mind? It's like a disease trying to cure a disease. Sort of like a mental guy who thinks he is normal, or a man with multiple personality disorder trying to get rid of them. These programs have concepts that are hard to grasp, things that you're not supposed to know. But simple when you see them. There are only two ways to see things. One is with your eyes, and the other one is with your mind, called imagery or imagination. It is the second one that is controlled by law, but you're not aware of that. But it will require you to think, because right now they are foreign to your way of thinking. We do and say many things every day without even thinking what it is all about, because it is normal. But when you look below the surface as I have, you will find things you wish you never knew or saw. We never think. We have no time for that. And this is done on purpose too. People believe many things. What you believe will determine how you act. You can change what you believe, but you cannot change what you know, because what you know is a fact. What you know will determine how you will act for sure. If you can change belief to knowledge, now you know something for sure. Mind control is what you let your mind be exposed to. Every waking moment, experience, association, is taken in through your senses, and it is mind-altering. When you expose yourself to things, either good or bad, no matter how strong you think your mind is, they are mind-altering to some degree. So, mind control begins with you. What will I expose myself to? When we were born, our mind started developing. What we think will change. When things are done to your mind for your own good, that is good mind control, but it is still mind control. But who decides what is good for your mind? You decide what TV shows your kids can watch. This is mind control. We have a government-approved education system. This is mind control. We have news programs like the most trusted name in news. That's mind control. When your mind is developed through and by someone who loves you and you trust, that is probably good. When someone who you do not know or trust tries to control your mind, you will probably not let your mind be controlled. You will not believe them. You will reject it. So winning someone's hearts and minds is very important. Religion and patriotism uses the same process called make-believe. What can I make you believe? Believe me, it's true. I have to tell you, though, that some things are just make-believe. They're not true at all. Like pretending and acting. This is why all con men who want to sell you something are always friendly, nice, compassionate, tell you something you want to hear, stroke your ego, your self-esteem. They care for your well-being. They are concerned about your public safety. You may believe what I tell you because you like me. If you don't like me, even if I told you the truth, you wouldn't believe it. But these con men, they only met you a moment ago. Can they really feel these things for you? They don't even know you. They really want something else. A salesman wants your money. A politician wants your power. When knowledge is purposely put in your mind or purposely kept from your mind, That is also mind control. New concepts are usually easy to understand, unless your mind already holds concepts contrary to them. A well-educated mind will have great problems with these concepts I will be presenting. They already know too much. My blessing in disguise was my brain was pretty well empty. Not that I was stupid, I just did not know very much. When I say something, you may see something totally different than what I intended, based on your experience, associations, and so forth. Or just reject the concept outright. No room in my brain for a new or contrary concept. I do not want to change the way I do things. It's too hard. It's the only thing I know. It is the only way I know. Most of how to learn will happen in the first 7 years of your life. After that, it will be hard. Have a look at your child's report card. Do it. Year after year, your teachers are writing in there, this child is grasping this concept, this concept, this concept. They keep using the words concepts. We've all been taught concepts. Can you be cultured without being a member of a cult? Any society or culture is a cult. They hold beliefs in common for peace and harmony, and that may be good, but it proves that you don't think. Free thinkers cannot all hold the same beliefs or knowledge. Those exposed to the same stimuli or mind control will think alike. We think of mind control and a cult as something bad. Well, it can be bad or good. It's just, what will you expose your mind to? And that requires you to think. Common sense is just what everyone does. Monkey see, monkey do, common sense. Explaining my discoveries to you will be, for me, like speaking to a cult. But you do not think you are a member of a cult. This is the genius of the occult. It is hidden and hard to see. I will show you something to be true, and you'll be able to see it. But you will try to reject it or ignore it because of your long-held beliefs. I just want you to think about this and keep it in mind when you feel yourself feeling uncomfortable or ready to reject something. You have absorbed many things over your years because of your beliefs, trust, patriotism, loyalty, love, vanity, jealousy, greed, lust, fear. These are the human motivators. These motivators will make you act one way or another, and they all come from your mind. Remember what I said early on. Overcoming a mind problem with your mind is very difficult, almost impossible. I would like you to prove me wrong. In the next video, next program, I will begin my story. I have a story. I will show you what caused me to wake up from my dream. My story reveals my confusion, my lack of knowledge, but is foundational to all the programs. So, in the next video, let's get confused together. Till then, my name is Marcus.
If you'd like to talk to me after the show, call in 5 minutes prior to the show ending. Dial 516-531-9476. I hoped you enjoyed tonight's podcast. My live podcast will continue next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Servant King. Hi, my name is Marcus. Marcus will continue to explore our confusions of things. Mind, being, voice, faith, law, things, money, and God. Again, you can always come back to listen to this podcast and all of my podcasts from my main website, awaken-us.org, under podcast/videos. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Also, visit my main website to purchase my book, He Lives the Living Testimony, second edition with added preference and edited back cover, and other uplifting items such as the Creator poster, the Natural Laws poster, and do enter to win a free copy of my book. Winners are named every 3 months, along with more information on upcoming shows, events, podcasts, and book signings. I will now accept any callers to the show. Dial 516-531-9476. That's 516-531-9476. Press 1 to speak with me. And do tell a friend. It all means nothing, and if you don't stand up for something, you can't just stop the time. You got to walk that walk, yes you do. It all means nothing, and if you don't stand up for something, and I stand up for you.
I understand, ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.